Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, please give us your take on this executive order that Trump has signed in regards to all social media, online social media, not just Twitter. This will be Facebook. I would assume that this is also YouTube, all of them.
It's any social media. It's any online web application. It's any search engine. Basically, it's anything where you can share information on the internet. That's what the executive order says. This is basically the long and the short of it. This is the war is now fully engaged. The open frontal assault has now happened. We've been waiting for over a year. We saw that Trump was very upset about this a year ago, and he started working on it a year ago, but he couldn't get really the DOJ to do their job until now. Now the DOJ has multiple lawsuits. You'll see this in all the papers and all the news agencies. Many states have joined together to basically assault the FANG, and that would be including Amazon. And people don't like to include Amazon. It's a web application, and it is also, you can, with the Amazon books, you can have all kinds of communications and sharing.
Well, you know, when you pointed out Amazon, I said, well, that's a social media platform. Well, of course it is, because they do the comments, but they also have taken books off of their publication site because they don't approve of the content. So I would imagine Mr. Fetzer is an example of that, that those books could be relisted now. And if Amazon continued to do that, then they would have a lawsuit against them.
This is going to open up many, many lawsuits. Matter of fact, both William Barr and Trump basically said, let the lawsuits begin. But let's remember, the antitrust lawsuits, which are going to not just be antitrust, it's going to be monopoly and RICO. It's going to be tax evasion, because every single state was invited, all the attorneys general of each state invited to get in on this class action suit. We know that Trump told France to back off of trying to collect taxes from Facebook, because basically he said, they're ours, we're going to take care of that. So expect what we have told you for over a year now, which is the following. That as long as net neutrality did not get changed, that then the big tech companies would still have to answer to the Department of Commerce. The Department of Commerce has a law, and that law, it's not the Federal Communications Commission that has the law, it's the Department of Commerce, that says basically you cannot propagate anything over the waves that you know is deceitful or a lie or is in fact attempting to essentially harm the United States of America. Because when you broadcast, you become subject to all kinds of laws. Now, when we get into this, part of this executive order states that anybody who is promoting the Chinese Communist Party propaganda is going to be considered an enemy. And anybody who squelches free speech, as he literally calls out a company, an American company that helped China do this to all of its people. So he's referring to Dragonfly, their social credit system. He's referring to Eric Schmidt and Facebook, both of them. Now, he also pointed out that anybody doing the fact-checking for them is also subject to action. When I'm talking about action, basically this opens up every type of action, from literally the U.S. Treasury just simply putting billions of dollars of fines on these companies, which started a year ago. We got to see the first one, and that was simply the opening salvo in this war. And $5 billion. That was the Americans starting to get their piece of the pie of these fake Silicon Valley cardboard cutouts like Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, John McAfee, Mark of the Evil Zuckerberg. But all of these different people, they are fake. They didn't do any of it. It all came out of DARPA and InQtel.
Well, you know, we have said in other audios that we recommended that these companies be disgorged before anything happens. And this is almost a form of disgorgement, because he's invited the states to come and create lawsuits against the social medias. And states need the money. We have a lot of states, you know, they have a severe budgetary crisis. But the funny thing is that your blue states, Michigan is one of them where we live, that have budget shortfalls will not step up to the plate and put these lawsuits in because they're protecting their blue buddies. But the red states will be proactive, sue, get money, and add to their state coffers.
That's right. And the lawsuits will be endless, just like Devin Nunes brought lawsuits against these social media platforms for the lies. Now, if they're going to fact check, it says right in this executive order, it can't be partisan. And basically, it's insinuating that the president knows full well that the people who are controlling the fact checkers are the same people who control the fact checkers in the European Union and Britain, where there is no longer any free speech whatsoever. We always give this example, but it's the truth. In Britain right now, a lady in her 80s sent a message to another lady in her 80s in her personal Gmail account, thinking it was private, stating that she didn't like Muslims. They came and arrested her, took her out of her house and put her in jail. This is where free speech is headed in America, and we told everyone who was doing it and when it entered into the system. It entered quite some time ago during the 2016 election, with Eric Schmidt donating $1.5 billion to get the U.S. digital service completely wired so that every speck of information would come through the White House during the election so they could control public opinion, they could control the algorithms for Google searches, they could control what had already been paid for by Hillary Clinton. For Barack Obama, previously it had different names, but for Hillary it was called the template to win the election. They couldn't be any more corrupt than they were in the past. And so now Trump knows that because he won and he blew their minds, and they, with all their force and power and all the efforts of all of these people trying to work against Trump, he still won in 2016. In 2020, if they don't win, then it's the end of them. They're in their last dying throes of desperation right now. The death knell of the globalist is ringing. And right now, we get to see Trump take on the vaccine world of the big pharmaceutical companies and expose them for what they are. Then he got now another of the last-ditch attempts, which has been going on now for years and years, of the social media and the internet and Google and everything in the media whatsoever geared against Trump. Well, he said he's been in a war against them, but now he's taking the executive action. The executive action is thorough. It's complete. I would love to go over every single item on it because there are so many elements in it.
Well, you will be able to because tomorrow Michael McKibben will be on the air and he'll be talking with you about the details. Before you get too far into the vaccine wars, can we go back just a moment because you were saying something interesting earlier in our pre-talk about how these will be funneled through the business offices and looking for contracts that the government has with the social medias. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Well, we told you when people say that they want these social media groups closed down because of the fraud of stealing leader technologies inventions. Essentially, they can't because the stock market is based upon it. And it has to happen slowly. There have to be every type of Federal Trade Commission fines, IRS fines, fees, SEC fines and fees. All this is insider trading. The whole thing is so corrupt. That let's look at who now checkers are.
It's a controlled form of disgorgement.
Yes, and that's exactly what we recommended. And that's why we can't do it all overnight. And it is the British. When Facebook got in trouble, they sent over Nick Clegg and
Ricky Allen.
Ricky Allen. The top dogs they had in Britain to come over to try to save Facebook. Put Zuckerberg in the background. Zuckerberg doesn't even know what's going on. He can't write a line of code. It's all fake. Trump knows this. Trump knows that leader technology's invention is at the core of all of these things. Every single thing we've mentioned and everything that is being referenced here. Because remember, the internet was first the DARPANET. It was the Defense Agency Research Projects, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. In other words, all of the weaponization of anything that the military can do comes out of DARPA, and then the CIA jumped in on this when the internet was created, and they started InQtel. So literally, we're talking about all of these things that he's saying are groups that are after killing free speech. They're all DARPA and InQtel products and projects, period, done. And they all were backed by the same venture capitalists when they became IPOs, and the same insider traders became billionaires. And those billionaires then are protecting what were government projects under the aegis of a corporation that isn't really liable for anything. Well, they're going to be now, because why? Trump has pointed out, your fact checkers are going to be fact checked. We're going to find out where they came from, who gave them the money, and whether they're partisan, whether they're 501c3s, or whether they're British. And he already knows that they're British and they're 501c3s, and it's NGO money from George Soros. The new thing now, instead of using the digital forensic research laboratory, they're using a company called Arabella to hide George Soros' NGO influence in these fact checkers all across the internet. So get ready, folks. Trump can now sue Twitter. Okay? Melania sued twice, got an out-of-court settlement immediately, didn't she? Why? Because they can't do it. The Decency in Broadcasting Act and Section 230, I think we were one of the first, if not the first, to point out that that is exactly what they will use to take down these fake social media cardboard cutout corporations. Why? Because it says right there that you cannot conspire and collude for indecency or for untruth, for falsehood. It clearly describes what is happening every day on mainstream media through a company called Avid that controls what is being read on the news. That's the reason just recently they did a beautiful thing where Amazon
is doing the same thing now.
They wrote their own commercial.
Yes.
Every mainstream media read it exactly as it was. Every speck of it was a lie.
Basically, it was a promotional that Amazon paid for that looked like the news where your local newscasters would read it. And I'm sure they were paid by Amazon to read it.
And why? Because they knew that Trump is coming out to bash them, and that includes Amazon. They're the worst. Why? Because Amazon has mega $100 million contracts with the United States government. Take them away, they falter, they die. They are not paying the U.S. Postal Service what they're supposed to. They get a discount. If they had to pay, they would die. So any company that you can name that's online that's huge, every single one of them uses technology that's stolen, and they all know it because they can't actually tell you the truth about it. They're going to tell you IBM Eclipse Foundation let them use this source code. That's all lies. Trump knows that's all lies. So when he's going after these people, he is basically saying, we know that Arabella this time gave the money for another British, and this is completely British, and let's remember that Eric Schmidt is the friend of the Queen and a friend of President Xi. He's a friend of the communists. He's a friend of the Russian communists. And he's a friend of one of our greatest enemies, Britain. So when you can see that this is happening, Trump has basically created a complete, I knew it would be comprehensive, but this is a complete blanket. Nobody gets out of this.
Really?
Oh, no. It is so clearly written. It is so pervasive. I thought it would be general. I was wrong. It is not general at all. It's not generalizations. It is specific. And it basically says that the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, the Office of Business Management, the Department of Justice, the White House, the U.S. Treasury are all now engaged in a full-on frontal assault attack of these people who are stealing free speech in America. But we warned it was going to happen. Thank God he's finally engaging in the battle.
But every agency that you name, Thomas, has senior executive services crawling all in them. How will they thwart and obstruct this?
Because technically, he can now involve all agencies, because he makes a general reference to all agencies. And what does he mean? That means the Department of Defense. This is a terrorist attack against a sitting president. So now he's going to use counterterrorism, the National Counterterrorism office. He's going to use the Department of Defense. He's going to use the newly adjusted Rick Grenell intelligence agencies, and he's going to use the Office of Intelligence and Analysis in a variety of agencies, including the Treasury. Why? Because he can now put sanctions on these people immediately, instantaneously. He's already stated that it is un-American to help the Chinese with their propagandizing of America, let alone what they've done, Eric Schmidt and Zuckerberg and the other companies, to enslave and imprison, and it's actually mentioned in specific there, different racial minorities in China. In other words, these are human rights violations. These are national security violations that are literally attacks. This is an attack against free speech, which is basically an attack against our Constitution and our Republic, period. There's no clearer statement that he is now engaged in the first open warfare that he's actually done since he's come to power. And this open warfare is against an internal enemy, and that enemy is Silicon Valley. And that Silicon Valley is not Silicon Valley. It was put out there so it'd be far away from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., who funds it. Silicon Valley is a rogue nation within the United States of America. It is an international group that works through the Highlands Forum, which controls DARPA and InQtel, and they sell out our secrets right and left, day and night, never stops, to the Chinese, to the Brits, to this, Iran, to anyone they can for money. And so that's what this is all about.
It's kind of interesting that Trump kind of poked at Mika Brzezinski. I mean, because everybody out here in the alt media knows that Scarborough needs to be looked at again for the death of his intern. I mean, the circumstances are too outrageous not to have calling on Governor DeSantis to check into that again. But he knew that in poking Mika, she'd get all Karen on everybody and on Jack Dorsey and push him that Twitter had to do something. Now, I know you're saying that that particular line was algorithmic. It was based on an algorithm. Probably the words mail-in ballot made that thing pop up on his tweet. Just like on YouTube, if you say coronavirus, it's going to automatically pop up a YouTube thing, disclaimer, telling you what you really should know about coronavirus. Is that kind of what you're saying there? Don't go too far, because I want to make a point here.
I'm also saying that Jack Dorsey did it on purpose. It was no machine that did it. He did it because he wants his company destroyed.
Okay, so, but even at a higher level, what I just find so fascinating is that it's Mika's daddy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who sat at the CFR, who was saying that it's through the media, that we can propagandize Americans. And there his very daughter is on this show with her hubby Joe, propagandizing Americans, and she's the one in the end that's going to take down the social medias because she couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, Mika, whose father was one of the head Vulcans under George H.W. Bush and then later worked under Bush and then still, as you say, controlled the Council on Foreign Relations up until the moment of his death. And I'm glad he's dead and down with the demon spawns where he belongs. But why would his daughter, with all that power and money, go on TV? Because TV is where people's opinions are created so that the criminals can get away with their crimes.
Power, control, and influence.
So, Mika, you're right. Trump set up Mika. Why? Because Mika had already said the following. And why wasn't she fact-checked? Why wasn't she stopped? She had said on air, first off, she'd called Trump every single name that there is, but she had also said he was responsible for the death of 100,000 people. Each and every one of their deaths was upon him. He was a murderer. So he turned on Joe, who is a murderer. And everybody knows he's a murderer because his girlfriend that he was having sex with, which everybody knows, everyone knew at the time,
well, wait a minute,
had two blows to the head, one to the front, one to the back. Really? Really? And one of them hit the desk and the other one in the back. We don't know what caused that, but there was an ashtray, a huge ashtray on his desk that was quite similar to the indention in her head. And also his fake reports that he went to Washington, D.C. to try to cover up that he wasn't even there in his office at the time. Everyone knows that was fake. Of course, you can get away with murder.
Well, but then they turn around and blackmail him, put him on the fake propaganda network, and now he's got to spew out whatever they want. Now, I absolutely love the way that Trump was speaking about the media when he was talking about his executive order when he was getting ready to sign it. I mean, he just looks over there and says, you're fake news. And they are. They're propaganda. Why in the world is propaganda allowed to be in the White House reporting to the American people about the president? I'm calling this out now. The American people know that corporate media is propaganda. Why are they in the White House? Why are they allowed to go in the White House?
Because it became institutionalized and it's so insidiously ensconced that the establishment, the senior executive service, the people who run it, you can't get them out. They're like roaches. They just won't die. You can keep changing the poison. It doesn't matter. So Trump is trying to get them out. And as he's doing this, this is the best that we've ever seen since their inception in the late 70s, that the people who are the shadow government are being removed and their power is being taken away from them. And this power, the power of the media, let's remember who controls the media. The media is controlled by the same people who control the stock market. And that's controlled by the same people who control the U.S. Federal Reserve. And if you don't know that, who that is, that's basically, essentially, initially, British and German and Dutch bankers who came to this country and in 1913 took over our economic system. But they had to have a media that could make sure to hide all the crimes. And so that's what we've seen with the vaccine wars. We'll talk about it in a minute. But they've hidden the crimes of social media, playing like they did not, and it's mentioned in the executive order. They demonetized people. Trump says he has 16,000. Those are the 16,000 certifiable ones that the DOJ has already processed. There were 60,000 complaints of conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters who were demonetized, deplatformed, and what's the other word they use? Disappeared. And he basically names them. They all have a lawsuit against every one of those social media platforms that did that to them. And each one of them could have, depending upon their company. There were some of these that had multi-millions of subscribers. Therefore, they could literally claim damages of tens of millions of dollars. Each of those 16,000. And those are the ones they kept. I say there's many, many more because we know that there were 60,000 that were turned in.
Okay, well, wait a minute. So then if you're Twitter and Jack Dorsey and you're looking at all the possible lawsuits, maybe you just throw the cards on the table and just say, that's it, I'm out, and close down Twitter. Then what?
Well, we told everybody when Trump had dinner with Peter Thiel, dinner with Eric Schmidt, dinner with Zuckerberg, we told you all what he said to them. Get ready, I'm taking all of you down because you won't stop. And I have the ultimate tool. I have the Miller Act notice demonstrating that your inventions were stolen. What did they all do? They all pulled all their money out as fast as they could since that time, accelerated their exit from those companies, which are still climbing on the stock market. Why would you exit from such a successful company? Reinvesting in other companies that did not come from DARPA and InQtel, but were subsidiaries thereafter and have yet to be monopolized. So they knew exactly what to do. They got out. They're idiots. Notice they didn't invent the new thing. Peter Thiel didn't invent a Palantir, okay? This is proof that these people have no skills whatsoever. They were front men. They were shills. So Trump knows that he can take all of them down if he wants to. What he's going to do is what we told you he's going to do. He warned them so that they could start to back out and stop. They didn't stop. Matter of fact, they upped their game. He warned them again. They upped their game again. So he started acting. So over a year ago, he started collecting all of these complaints for a class action suit. And he gave it to the Department of Justice, but he couldn't get any action on it. We now hear from Bill Barr in today's announcement. Oh, no. Action has already been taken. Lawsuits have already been filed all across America. And what is going to have to happen is they'll have to collect the information. They'll have to see who is going to be part of these actions and at what level they will come from. Because who is the injured party? The injured party is the United States of America. So what is the, what are the damages? The damages are, it's called treason, and you go, you lose your life over it.
Oh, treason? That's what, are you talking about Jack Dorsey and treason?
Because it was consciously perpetrated.
Yes, it was. Are you talking about something that could lead to his execution?
That is implied in this, that there is no limit, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And Mark Zuckerberg, too. How about Sheryl Sandberg? I mean, she's. I use her as an example because she's just as active in all the censorship that's going on at Facebook. You just don't hear about her.
Well, remember, individuals in a corporation are shielded by the concept that the corporation is a person. This is complete nonsense. Trump is going to get around that. He doesn't have to have lawsuits that actually have to have a fixed judge make an opinion, because we already know the opinion before it even goes to the judge. Whatever judge you assign it to, you know what the opinion of the judge is going to be. That's the way it works. That's not going to happen. There's going to be Federal Trade Commission. Basically, they're just going to be given a bill again and again and again and again. All of them, each and every one of them. None of them will get out of this. Anybody, any of those 16,000 lawsuits, that they could all be clustered together because they're all doing the same thing. It's consciously perpetrating the squelching of free speech in America as a basically a mafia. This is a syndicate. This is a cabal of people who are perpetrating deceitful broadcasting. And broadcasting comes underneath the Department of Defense now. And you cannot propagandize anymore in America. It is illegal. During the Obama administration, it was legal. It is no longer legal. And they all know that. That's the reason all of the big social media heads all jumped out of their companies. Just take a look. We saw in the last few years, especially since Trump started and told the social media that he's taking them down, more CEOs leave more Fortune 500 companies than in American history. They all know it's coming. They all knew what to buy into. They all knew to go with high-frequency traders in the stock market. And they all knew that these ups and downs were going to come. And the really big names knew that the pharmacy company was going to attack, because Tony Fauci told all of them in 2018 that an unexpected surprise pandemic would absolutely hit President Trump in the next year. Now, isn't that quite a coincidence? Is that not insider trading based upon pharmaceutical information? How did he know that? He's the head of the organization that should know that. So this was an attack, and it was an attack on our government. It was a national security attack on our currency, upon our economics, and upon the life of every American. That has now come to consciousness, and as we have seen, the CEOs jumped out. The big owners of the social media have moved their money out of those companies and into offshore accounts because they've been hit with so many fines for IRS tax evasion in other countries for security violations. They just get hit with billion-dollar fines. Well, they're getting ready to be hit by hundreds of billions of dollar fines, and they will be decimated. And Amazon will be decimated because Trump is going to simply take away their contracts. They never deserved to have those contracts. And he is the one who actually gets to determine where it goes if these are national security issues. Then he is in a wartime executive. He is in an emergency state, and he can control these corporations whether they know it or not.
It is a national security interest when Amazon is the only truck we see delivering goods to people, and you can't go in to a business here in Michigan to buy it. Because then that means it's like the Grapes of Wrath. You remember that in John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, where it's the company store. So you make your money there picking the peaches, but you can only buy your goods and services at the store that the farmer that owns the peach farm owns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what Amazon is, but it's on a national level. And so if they don't like it, and if your social credit score isn't good, or your contact tracing isn't working out, Amazon will just say, sorry, can't deliver to your house. That's not good. We need to bring back lots of great small businesses into the country again.
This coronavirus quarantine was nothing more than putting pocket into Hillary Clinton's money in Hillary Clinton's pocket because of Walmart. They didn't close down any Walmarts. No, they didn't close any section of Walmart. And so the Chinese continued to produce their garbage for us, and Hillary still gets a piece of the pie for everything from the Walton Family Trust, which is Walmart and Sam's Club. And basically, the conspiracy against small businesses, Trump is seeing that, and he knows that it cannot continue to be centralized small businesses, that he is a people person. The quarantine is the perfect example of what is going to happen, folks. Anyone should have known the following. You close those you close people up in America, and first off, they don't know how to even make their own food because they're imbeciles. They're a bunch of sheeple. They will die. There have been more people have died than anyone has counted yet.
Well, it's the suicide rates that are so appalling right now.
Depression, suicide, the opiate crisis, alcoholism, wife beating, abuse. Every single bad thing in the home has been exacerbated times 1,000. We have yet to see the count, but in Australia, they did a count just a few weeks ago. More people have died of suicide in response to coronavirus than have died from coronavirus. And remember, the coronavirus mixes together the death flu, the flu deaths and pneumonia deaths, and add them into coronavirus deaths. So it's all exaggerated. It's at least 3 times the amount that it should be. And so even with that, 3 times the amount it should be, 100,000 people in America have died. Complete lie. Last time I checked, they said 6,800 people had died of the flu this year. Last year, it was about 90,000. So even if we had a mild flu year, 60,000 of the 100,000 that they say died of coronavirus died of the flu. And that doesn't count the 64,000 to 84,000 or so, basically, every year that die of pneumonia. And again, 65 to 68% of the people who get the vaccine for the seasonal flu, the vaccine for pneumonia, they get it and they die from it. So when they look at who dies from flu, 65% of them got the shot. When they looked at the measles outbreak in Disneyland, 65% of the children, I don't know why it's always 65, but 65% of the children had already been given their vaccination shots. And then they tried to, the measles outbreak in New York. They found that, again, more than half of the people who got the German measles had already been given the vaccination for it. They don't work. Vaccinations have never worked. They have contraindications. They have poisons in them. And they're nothing more than a vaccine war against our bloodstream. This has now come out. And we had said this from the beginning, and I'm going to quote some statistics for you to demonstrate how correct we were. We said that the moment that Bill Gates started to say that there had to be a universal vaccine and that he was going to give $100 million to the CDC to find that vaccine, what he didn't say was that he already had a vaccine, created it with his company that he's already put his money behind called Moderna, and that he's the number one money behind Moderna, and they already had a vaccine. Now, how did they already have a vaccine for the COVID? Basically, they call it a flu, influenza. First off, in 17 years since the first COVID virus, SARS, coronavirus V1, and now this one, COVID-19, is actually, its real name is SARS coronavirus V2. In 17 years, they haven't found anything that even slightly resembled a vaccine for SARS-1. So why are we to believe that there's a vaccine being created just since they acknowledged that they were able to decode the genome of this particular virus by taking it from people who died of it? And at that point, they can then even tell what it is, and then they can supposedly take parts of that and make a vaccine. Well, how come we now hear that China says that, well, actually, we accused China of stealing both American and Canadian vaccine research, IP, on the coronavirus. So we accused China of doing that in January. Well, the rest of the world didn't even know about coronavirus in January. So how is it that there was a vaccine in America and Canada that was being stolen by China at that time, who was just waking up to the fact that they had been attacked by this coronavirus? Okay, then we also told you that Perbright created, they patented the coronavirus as it is, coronavirus 19 as it is. And then they patented the vaccine for it before it was ever released in 2018, in late October at the World Military Games, and then later at the Chinese largest potluck dinner ever in history, 40,000 families, and then later at the New Year's celebration where they sprayed it from airplanes and helicopters over Wuhan in the district where they were celebrating New Year's. So China was attacked by this. Well, isn't it funny that now, hang on to your hat, you're going to call me a liar, but I already predicted this. There are 224 companies, pharmaceutical companies right now, that say that they will possibly have a completed vaccine with all the trials, which take between 15 to 18 years, by the way, and usually are not successful, never ever have been successful, so why would they be now? So just in these couple months, 224 different vaccine formulas have been already created.
Well, I don't care how many they create and how many they offer on the market, but I want them to have the strict testing that they would require of any kind of medicine that would go in your body. I mean, they need to have testing. They can't just make something. Bill Gates can't just make some magical potion and then everybody just stand in line and willingly let him put it in your bloodstream. That's crazy. And I want to see thorough human testing on that. And then I don't want to see it cannot be mandatory. So if your COVIDiots out there walking around with their face mask at the grocery store feel that the only solution to their life is to get a vaccine and they're that stupid, well, we've done what we could to try to wake up enough people, but in the end, I guess it's just Darwin's principle.
Well, the same people who believe they should wear masks need to stop for a second and say, Tony Fauci has now changed his opinion officially 6 times on, yes, we all have to wear masks. No, none of us have to wear masks. Only medical officials have to wear. So I count 8, but I talked to a medical professional today who counted that there have been 6 official statements from the National Institute of Health, Tony Fauci himself, and the CDC about whether to wear masks or not. Now, he's working in a clinic where they literally had to create a policy concerning this. So they did the study, and they studied everything out there, and these are medical professionals, and they came back and said the same thing that I've said. No mask can stop a virus. I don't care if it's a leather mask. I don't care if it's a... It doesn't matter. No mask can stop a virus, period.
Especially the knitted and crocheted versions we've seen lately.
Yeah, that's how stupid people are. They think it's a fashion statement. The virus will go in your ear just as quickly as it'll go in your mouth. It'll go in your eye. It'll go on your skin. It'll go in any pore on your skin. Okay? So viruses, you can't stop a virus.
And viruses are around us all the time.
Every virus known to mankind, you are being exposed to. And you probably have already been exposed even this new fake coronavirus. Certainly if you've been anywhere around anybody who had the supposed flu this year.
Okay, but if they make all the vaccines and let's say the FDA make sure that they're tested, because you certainly, I mean, we got to lift this ban. We got to get rid of this vaccine court because people need to be able to sue if they are damaged by Bill Gates' vaccines, any of these company vaccines. But with as much knowledge as many people have about vaccines, it could turn out that there are no customers for these vaccines. So these companies went through all of this, and in the end, nobody shows up.
Any company that produces a vaccine gets $1.5 billion.
What?
That's what...
Who
yes.
gives them that?
It's the trillions of dollars that have been poured into the world health. The efforts throughout the whole world and the different nations. They basically have said so. Every single country, and I told everyone this, and no one. I don't think anybody believed me except the few of us.
Well, I guess at the time you don't really think that it matters, but now in this conversation, to think that they're being funded by the government, then they're really not in the vaccine business as much as they're in the business to get money from the government and just do whatever they want.
They want government-mandated vaccines so that they get the contract. So there was a company.
We do not want government mandated vaccines.
Correct.
We must stand firm on that.
Trump says this will not be
mandated. This is an incident where you get your gun because you are not putting your poisons in my bloodstream. This is because they know they can't shoot us in America because we're all armed. So they had to find a sneaky way to kill us. And so Bill Gates and his tranny wife decided to do it through injections. Look what they've done to the people in South Africa or the girls in India. And how come Bill Gates isn't somewhere defending himself for crimes against humanity? And why does America have to take him out? South Africa, have at it. Take him out for us.
Please, yes, there's actually a number of nations in Africa that are going after him.
We won't call him back here to the United States for any reason.
Italy, India, they're actually saying that Bill Gates and his programs in India killed 4 million farmers.
And they can't take care of Bill Gates for us?
Well, Bill Gates gives money to the most powerful groups, and those groups control whether or not we get to think.
There was a guy that threw a pie in Bill Gates' face. Not everybody around Bill Gates is rich and famous and controlled.
Vaccines stop you from being able to think. It's as simple as that. They calcify your pineal gland. They calcify your endocrine system. They harm your all kinds of systems. So Bill Gates fully knows this, and that's the reason he created a poisonous HPV virus that sterilized girls throughout all of Africa and India. He has laced all of his vaccines with other things. And later, I said to this medical professional, please tell me, how can you break this down otherwise? Bill Gates spends as much money on depopulation as he does on vaccinations, and then makes statements that his vaccinations will reduce populations. He's made many statements to this effect. And so I quoted one of them, and the person said, well, I guess you really couldn't misinterpret that, could you? When he says point blank that his new round of vaccinations, which included the HPV virus, which had sterilization capacity for anyone who got it, as well as smallpox and some other vaccinations that also created sterility, you have to ask, how can you put vaccination and eugenics or depopulation in the same sentence unless it is perpetrated evil, unless it is a murderer speaking? So he is a murderer. He's now wanted all over the world in different countries for what is now coming to light. And that's the reason he stepped down from Microsoft. That's the reason he stepped down from Warren Buffett's board, because he can now be personally liably sued because he literally has gone out and literally administered these drugs himself, knowing that they were poisonous. So we've told you from the beginning that if you wear a mask, it's going to promote the virus, and it's going to promote bacteria growing on the warmth and the moisture of your mask. You couldn't do anything worse to a person with influenza or a cold or with a virus than to put a mask on them. It will collect every virus in the atmosphere and deliver it perfectly. The only thing a mask is good for is if somebody's stupid enough to cough and spit on you or sneeze on you without covering their mouth.
Yeah, but
and if you know people like that, you shouldn't be associating with them, in my opinion.
That might keep the droplets from getting in, but if there was viruses there, they're going to penetrate the mask.
All viruses are so small, they're aerosol, and to think otherwise, to think that anyone would believe Tony Fauci's nonsense and Dr. Brick's nonsense, everything they told you was a lie.
Can we see Fauci on that treason list?
Oh, Fauci is a murderer.
Okay, a murderer. Oh, we're really talking execution with that guy then.
No, he's an outright murderer. He has done nothing in his 38 years there except kill people.
Well, who is going to charge him with murder? Some entity has to charge him with murder.
His gross negligence would have to be brought up by probably somebody like the Department of Justice
Bill Barr has done nothing. No, nothing from Bill Barr. So who is going to do it?
Bill Barr just wrote the EO that is going to take down social media.
I don't see any evidence that Bill Barr wrote that.
Yes, it's his language, beyond a shadow of a doubt. That was so cleverly crafted that I have heard nobody speak like that or think like that except Bill Barr. That
well,
clear.
I'm sorry. Patriots out here, we're all together until we see big, bold action from Bill Barr with some damn arrests. He is still not, he's in our penalty box because he looks like he's going to be another Jeff Sessions.
Well, no, he's certainly not another Jeff Sessions, who was an absolute do-nothing. He literally did nothing.
Well, has Barr done anything?
Well, he just got through stating that
why in the world is Epstein off? I mean, he's the one that said, nope, nothing here.
Perhaps because Bill Barr didn't want to be killed by the Clintons? I mean, let's put this in perspective. You choose your battles wisely. And anybody who stood in the way of Jeffrey Epstein disappearing would have just been Arkansided, period. Look at how many people at that prison all went down. All of the people there that night all went down. The people in charge, the warden, the assistant warden, everybody on duty that night, they all went down. But were any of them, you know, did anything really happen? No, because the video disappeared, just like with Seth Rich. But all these things we have to see, and you're right, until Bill Barr actually throws somebody in jail and turns the key himself, we won't believe it because some of the actions we've seen are not good, like letting Andrew McCabe off, unless he's planning to go for a bigger prosecution. But what I'm saying is, yes, you can go after Fauci. Yes, you can go after Redfield. Yes, you can go after Burks. And the reason is because they have a long history of what they've been doing and being paid public funds to avoid doing their job. They haven't created any vaccines. They haven't created any treatments. They've made treatments illegal in this country. So the 224 different vaccines, you're going to find that they're clustered into different drug companies, because every single drug company, every major drug company, all knew about this ahead of time. They had to, or they couldn't have 224 possible vaccines by Christmas. Not possible. They had to have had the coronavirus ahead of time. So 19. Now, the treatments, there are 29 different types of treatments like remdesivir. I didn't know until recently. I did more research. Gilead is as crooked as any of the drug companies. Remdesivir, you know what it's going to cost for the first round of remdesivir? $40,000 a person. It's a $1,000 pill. So when I was saying that Gilead was working with Israel and working with the Swedes and some other people to create remdesivir, remember, remdesivir was created by... So there are 29 Virion treatments that little Nazi Fauci knows all about, because he's the one who invented the first one. All those years ago, when AIDS was invented and created as a retrovirus, he is the person who actually created a treatment for it that has yet to be used. And so he knows all about it. There are 29 of these that have already been made into approved drugs in other countries. They're not allowed in this country. But if they were, then we could bring the price down from $1,000 a pill. So this was a setup to say there's one treatment. Well, what are you going to take? The malaria drug? What is it?
$13.50?
Yeah.
Or remdesivir for $1,000?
Yeah, so you make up your mind, or any of the other 28 Virions that little Fauci has been funding and known about since he helped invent AIDS. Bricks and he knew that AIDS...
Burke
was
and
a
by the way, earlier, and I just have to clarify this, and I did step out of the room, but you talked about Melania Trump winning these lawsuits, but the way you left it, it sounded like she won them with Twitter, and it wasn't. It was through some media publications.
No, she just threatened to sue two different news agencies, and
yes,
they settled out of court.
I just want to make sure that people didn't think it was Twitter she sued.
Well, that's what's going to happen with all these lawsuits
that
now.
I understand that's what's going to happen, but... You know,
everyone who sues is going to win.
And you know the best thing about this is when all this gets settled, a couple of months, everything gets settled down, we're going to jump back on our YouTube channel and kick up some dust again. I had to jump off because I knew that with those new terms of service, we could easily be kicked off. So I just kept and preserved our site on the beta channel. You know, they were running the beta thing over there at YouTube. And I know it's very complicated, but that's why our site is there and it's just kind of wrapped. It's protected right now.
Yeah, I'll just say one more thing. Both the pharmaceutical vaccine wars and the internet wars, they were both created by the military as control devices for mankind. So when you hear what people say is a conspiracy theory that Bill Gates wants to have a chip in everybody, that's no theory. We've already shown Richard C. Walker's Internet of Things aggressive remote control patent, and we show that that has been their plan for a long, long time. So what we're talking about here is, again, one of the last ditch attempts of the globalists to take Trump down. But it's just that the social media and the internet and Google have been trying it now since 2015, actually, and they have yet to be successful. But they're throwing everything they have, including the kitchen sink, into this one. And so Trump had to finally stand up, and he carefully collected what he needs for all the lawsuits. And basically, he can do it 1,000 different ways. He can cluster them. He can do a class action. He can do a personal. He can, the FTC can simply enforce the friggin' law of decency in broadcasting. He can go after Avid Management, which is a British company, and ISIS, Avid and ISIS Management, British company that controls the media. All of it is now completely open. It's a la carte. And he can go after whatever he wants now. And all we're going to see between now and the election is all of these groups backing off tremendously, and or, depending upon how much work Bill Barr has done, how quickly they can go after them. If they have done their work over the last year, they should be able to take action within weeks. So we could start to see severe action within weeks against these platforms and these sites because they are now publishers, whether they want to be or not.